yo, like, I know, I get it. Rampage is live. I see Kenny Omega just got dumped off the stretcher. Here comes the Bang Bang Scissor Gang, or Bang Bang Gang, excuse me, no more Scissor Gang. They're walking around with the double trios titles. Mad stuff's happened. We're gonna be trying to do the rundown, talk Dynamite, talk AEW with you guys. Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by the man in black.
Yo, yo, yo.
He'll make you go rat-a-tat-tat. It is the man they call Derek.
What up? What up?
We are going to review AEW Dynamite for May the 1st, 2024. It's gonna be May.
Man.
We are going to review Dynamite. Strap in, stick around, and let's get it. Yes'm. Yes'm. It's going down right now. It looks like Top Flight is coming out on Rampage. We're gonna try to keep you guys posted with what is going on. But Derek, how you feeling, sir?
Feeling good, feeling good.
Let me know if we sound all right here for you guys. I'm just checking out everything, man. Let's see. Terrell, Kyron, Derek, salute. Sister had successful surgery yesterday.
Yes, congrats, congrats.
Yes. Shout out to your sister. Hopefully she is recovering well as well.
Yes.
We wish her a speedy recovery here on the EPW side. Clown, what's good? Appreciate you sending the thoughts of positivity as well. Sir Quills, what up, Conrad? Derek Chat, your boy Sir Quills is back to enjoy yet another AEW Dynamite review. Let's get into this rather up and down episode of Dynamite.
Sir Quilly, what up?
Mike says the rock boy in the building.
Mike.
Then he yelled D block. Nope. Nope. I already know what you're about to say. Matt Lopez says, good evening. Hope everyone is doing well. What's good, Matt? Deanna is also in the chat. Look at that. We're going to be talking about Kenneth Omega here momentarily. Terrell said the Young Bucks hijacked Dynamite and the intro. Yes. A lot happened on this episode. Hub says, blessings, Brother Conrad. My guy, Derek, Omega being attacked tonight could mean something wonderful. It means Omega is medically cleared, I hope. Or he could have just done this to take him out to get medically cleared. I don't know where we're at with that.
My guy, Hubs.
Derek's guy, Hubs. Yes. BJ said, just hopped in. Y'all, what's up? What's good, Beach? Appreciate you.
What
We
up,
just started.
BJ?
We just started. Let's go. Conrad, I need you to put in the atmosphere, bro. I need you to say it and mean it. Knicks in six. I said I mean it, Knicks in six. I don't believe in Philly.
Listen, I promise you right now, if Philly loses, Joel Embiid is pure garbage.
You can't just say that, Derek.
Yes, he is garbage. Trust the process no longer exists.
It's gonna be hard to argue it. That's for sure. A lot of people are also saying Knicks and six in the chat. They need to add Jay White in that best, what is it, best bout machine category with Will Ospreay. He could be in there. Today, part one of X-Men season finale was great. I agree. I enjoyed it. Eric Douglas says, well, who's going to save AEW now? Oh, hold on. Hold on. I don't even have it ready yet. Here we go. Paul White could be the hero that AEW needs right now.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Why would he be the hero?
You never know.
Oh.
Let's see here. Everyone's talking about Kenny Omega right now. This could have been a test for Kenny cleared to not need surgery, but to see how it feels and how his body responds from this. He was not kidding with those descriptions. Yeah, diverticulitis is awful. Awful. Prince Rockstar was good. He said, OMG, they killed Kenny. Ace, what's good? What up? What up? What up? See, BJ knew. Mike Rutley said, Darkwing Duck. What up, Mike?
Great show.
Was. Jesus DeLeon. What's good, Jesus? What's up, Kyron? Derek Prayers to Omega. The Elite really did him dirty. Yes. If only we would have done this storyline a bit sooner for people like me.
Right.
Oh, well. No use in crying over spilt milk. Right?
Let me down this right quick.
Matt Jackson's eyes were watering when they knocked Kenny off that stretcher. Man. Yo, Mike said to save AEW. We ain't seen him since Hobbs slammed him on that car. Yo, prayers up to Powerhouse Hobbs, by the way. Definitely, I think it was said that he's going to need some surgery.
For real?
Yeah, that knee injury. Remember when Rob said it looked like he hurt his knee? Yeah, I think he's out for that now. So, unfortunately, he got caught up. So, prayers out to my guy, Powerhouse Hobbs. I want to send much love. I'm trying to think of anything else on the AEW side of things that has happened. NFL draft, Tony Khan in a neck brace, called WWE Harvey Weinstein. I think we've covered it all, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to leave that where it is, man. Hub said, loving this Dynamite Rampage crossover vibe. Perhaps they should stick with this format even after the NBA playoffs. It could be something. I think it's just going to depend on how it does. I don't like 3-hour wrestling shows. That's just me, period. Like, I think this is too long. Now and then, okay, cool. But every single week, nah. No bueno for me. I don't know. I don't know if you feel differently about it.
No, I don't want to see 3 hours.
Right? Mm-hmm. Imagine if somebody saved Omega if he was still in AEW, Conrad. Cough, cough, punk, cough. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do I know, though? You know, I've just been saying it since Brawl Out. I got nothing else to say. I wish it was different. That's all I could say.
Yes.
BJ said, what if Tony puts the CEO in charge? We didn't see her tonight. It was a quiet night for Mercedes. Hope, mommy's daddy, buddy. Buddy should be all right. I'm surprised y'all ain't watching Rampage right now. Oh, it's right here. We're watching it. It's just on mute. Someone said, let's get dangerous. my serious people to be on Tony's side, MJF, Hangman, Mercedes, and FTR. Could be.
Right.
There's no collision Saturday. Wah, wah, wah. A lot of wrestling in those couple days, too. You got TNA pay-per-view. I think it's Under Siege. You got SmackDown. You got Backlash in France.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Half the show was boring, Deanna said. Which half? Let's get into some of this real quick. So we open up the show tonight with Tony Khan from Jacksonville. He's got the neck brace on. He's like, hi. Thanks, guys. he's out there. And then he has technical difficulties. And the Young Bucks show up from Winnipeg. And they say, well, Tony, we have ironclad contracts. When Tony Khan is unavailable to be at the show, he is succeeded by his EVPs, it says in the contracts. Little explanation. Okay, cool. Afterwards from that, out comes the big opener for tonight's show. Whose house?
Swerve's house.
Swerve Strickland comes out, and he still says what the Elite pulled tonight was a... can I say the B word? It was a bitch move, he said. It was a bitch move.
Very.
And this leads to the EVPs feeling disrespected, and they announce his opponent. They say his opponent is from Canada. So I'm sitting here like, huh? Who are we referring to? Well, it's Christian Cage.
Daddy is home.
He came out, and I actually like the callbacks that they put with this. That Christian said, oh, yeah. Where is it? First they get into a little scrap before he even talks. He hits the kill switch on the title. Wayne's World on Prince. Nana shaking. Nana used to be a wrestler. He'll be all right, y'all.
Right.
Christian says that he remembers that he broke into his son's house and left him bloody, referring to Nick Wayne. Callback one. He also says, then when I teamed with you at All In, you cost us the match against Sting and Darby, basically.
Right.
And then he said that, yeah, he owes you one. So Christian Cage is the first contender for Swerve. I like it.
Yeah, no, this is going to be dope. Those two getting right back at it.
Woo-hoo. I agree. There's going to be some beef going on here with this. yo, BJ. Yo, mute. You're missing all of the. You're exactly right, Taz. Yo, y'all got to chill. Knicks Clippers for the finals. Nah, you bugging. I think right now the Clippers and Mavericks are beating each other up, and this is just going to make easy coasting for the Nuggets, unfortunately.
Yeah, very easy.
BJ said, I enjoy parts of the show, minus the Jericho match. You said that Christian Cage like the ECW debut. Yo, Christian, I was so mad when they did that, bro. I was like, yo, Christian is better than this. Hub said, we have a lot of negative things to say about TK, but I got to give him credit. Neck brace at the draft was corny, but he's trying. I respect the effort. Yo, people complained. So remember last week, people complained. Swerve wasn't on first. He puts him on Collision. Collision's numbers did rise up a little bit during the Swerve segment. Right. So, okay, he tried to get him like, yo, there's a million people watching. Go tune in for Swerve.
Right.
Jay White just picked up the win on Rampage, folks, as we thought he would here. As we thought Jay White would. But then this week, Tony opens the show with Swerve. So is that going to be a problem, or is that going to be like, oh, bravo, good job, I respect. You know what I mean? Like, when right, he course yeah. corrects, okay, so now are you not mad, or are you going to say something else? So I don't know how to take that sometimes with people.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to take it. Like it's hard to take it a certain way and then try not to take it a certain way. If
right.
that makes sense.
Right. Let me see here. The fact that ESPN acknowledged something on AEW, ESPN was not playing. Yeah.
Right.
Deanna said, Hubs, I respect the effort, but Tony needs a press guy to help him shut his mouth. I think they need PR people, that's for sure, Deanna. But I also can understand Tony wanting to clap back when there's a lot of media bias, if I can say that fairly.
Right.
With the likes of, you can't expect Booker T, Kevin Nash, Eric Bischoff, and a lot of other people to say something nice about AEW.
No.
You're just not going to get that. But when that's constantly fed to you, by the way, Eric Bischoff popped up in my feed today. Again, not following him, not subscribed to him, but he pops up in my feed all the time. Like, this is what, and then I hear people regurgitate the lines from certain people. And I'm like, oh, I know who you're a fan of. Got it.
Right.
So I got to give a shout out to BJ. BJ sent me a thing, Derek. I might have to give it to you if you're ever bored. You want to listen to it. It's like 40 minutes long. It's about how the PR and the media is controlled, and people need to pay attention to that game and the games that WWE's playing. By the way, Fast Nationals were released for Collision and Rampage this week. I wonder where some of those reporters got them. Think for a second, folks. Think, because they don't have access to those reports. I immediately changed my opinion in 3 minutes. He told both a story and moments and with matches. Stories in my AEW? Yo, wild, wild. Eric Douglas says, I'm happy that Daddy Magic is an on-air commentary permanently for Rampage. I may date myself, but who's Harvey Ramadan? He's a famous TikToker. I have no idea who that is. Christian Cage is back. World title picture where he belongs. Yes. Let's keep going with this, man. We talked about everything and what ended up happening here. Let's talk about the TNT Championship. Derek, your guy, your man, Adam Copeland's back with the Cope Open. He is getting ready to face a member of the House of Black. And I was hoping for Aleister, but I felt like that was wishful thinking. And we ended up getting Buddy Matthews.
Buddy Matthews.
Big Bud. Bud Bundy. Now that's a dated reference for you.
Right.
Peg. No, the Peg. Buddy Matthews comes out for the match, and I knew it would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, absolutely. Buddy Matthews, I don't know who used this on Twitter, but someone said he was looking yoked, and I was like, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, yeah. Bruv's been in the gym, man. he's been in the gym going in. Yo, him and Will Ospreay would be a banger, bro. I just thought of that. Yo, book those two some way. Some, that's a Dynamite, like, main event or a Collision main event. Give them, like, 20 minutes, bro.
Oh.
Love me sexy.
That's pure gold. You get a match like that with those two?
Tell me I'm lying. Mm-mm. Tell me you lie. Shawn Michaels. All right, I'm done. Dude, during the Derek thought that Buddy Matthews might have got hurt in the ribs because he was coughing up a little blood. He thought,
yeah, like that. I wasn't expecting that, but all he saw was
double cross body. It was not good.
No,
Derek was worried. I thought they were just killing time for the commercial. You guys be the decider. Edge or oops. Where's my swear jar? Where's my? I got a quarter right here. My bad.
I have a quarter. Hey.
I was gonna say something bad from Bad Santa, but I caught myself.
I knew it was coming.
Yo, listen. Impaler DDT off the top rope by Adam Copeland. He gets the upper hand. He goes for that stomp. I don't know why Buddy Matthews goes for this stomp, because this is where he always loses. And then, boom, hit him with the spear. It was a nice little, like, just a nice little, like, you didn't see it coming in, like, middle school football. Just, right. Boom, caught you. Done. Adam Copeland gets the win. Lights go out. Malachi's there. They look like they're about to beef. Lights go back out, and they're gone.
Right. Yeah, man, Malachi was telling him to finish the chair shot. Buddy was even asking for it, too. All of a sudden, boom. Disappeared, mind games on fleek.
Another callback, the miss to the face.
Yes.
Tony Schiavone said, is he changing from that miss? He's unhinged. Could be. Let me see here.
The beginning of the end.
Look at this. Hold on. We're going to Hub says, wild hot take, especially coming from me. Y2J is starting to put a stain on his legacy. If this current vibe continues, he may lose my spot on my Mount Rushmore.
Come on, Hubs. Don't do it, Brody. Don't do it.
Uh-oh. We got Roosh here. Roosh is out in these streets talking about his familia. I'm interested to see this. We need more Roosh on TV. I think he was really good. I don't know if LFI is still a thing. They haven't really said much about that, but
it'd be nice if they were.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know where Jericho falls for me right now. Matt Lopez says this was a great TNT championship match. I feel like Jericho's in between gimmicks. Jericho needs to find out what this is going to be for him.
Yes.
And I also think Jericho needs to go back to wearing the pants.
Yes.
Not because it was not that he like looks bad. I think he just looks weird right now. And it just didn't vibe. Like the vibe didn't fit.
Yeah, no, it's just not a good look for him. It's gotta be the pants.
Right? Let me see this. I've been saying Matthews Ospreay since he was a disciple and they had the Seth tweet while he was the Messiah. I did not expect a little Rascals tonight. You never know what you're going to get over here in these streets.
Right.
Big Cass is talking to Renee. I'm sure he's going to say he wants to sit under the learning tree. Make sure y'all like the video, subscribe. Thank you, BJ. Buddy is more talented than he gets credit for. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yo, what match was that when he was in?
Which one? WWE?
Yeah.
Ali, he had a great match with Ali. He had a bunch of them. No, Danielson.
There was one that was like really, really fire. Like it was a fire match, bro.
Cedric Alexander.
Was it Cedric Alexander?
They were fighting for the Cruiserweight title.
I think that was it.
Him and Ali and Cedric Alexander, those were like his best matches, I thought.
Yeah, I think it was Cedric. That match was fire.
Hub said, Cope open, Lord have mercy, this is weak. They couldn't have come up with something a little bit better than that. That's what they've been calling it for weeks, bro. 4 weeks. I'm okay with that name. Honestly, I'm starting to think they should have just called him Cope instead of Edge. Yeah. Like, okay. Like, it's four letters. There you go. You're back to it.
Yeah, Cope.
Yeah. BJ also said, join the Discord. Heck yeah. You guys are all welcome to.
Join them.
Let me see here. See if we can get that up there. I know E would put it up if he was in here. A said the TNT match was good. Let us see here. This crowd is dead. They never really woke up. The crowd was weird. Rob was saying the same thing about it.
Yeah, the crowd was definitely weird. Like they didn't seem like they were into it. Like unless if the audio was off, but I don't know. To me, it just seemed like they were okay with whatever was going on.
It looks like Jericho has accepted him into the learning tree. Like, yo, Jericho could wear tights, like the long tights, and put a tree on them, and then right. Put his name on the side of them. I think that'll give him more room for design for stuff too.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. This crowd was very weird tonight. By the way, they're showing highlights, stuff that people complained about. You're getting it. I still hear nothing but complaints. Like I said, nobody really wants two companies to be the best at the same time. No. Everybody really just wants one to complain about and one to cheer for. And, oh, my side's winning.
Right.
Okay. You got the people who jump back and forth. You got the people who stay and dig their toes in no matter what. Just watch and enjoy. Swerve has an ice pack on his head, and he looks cheesed off.
Right.
I'm sure he's telling Christian that, yeah.
Wembley. Oh.
Yeah, you mentioned Wembley. He said he's going to show him what kind of man that he is. Okay. Swerve's about to remind you and the rest of the family. Yo, there is definitely some typos on this closed captioning, Derek. Yo, laugh. No body shaming, Jack. No, I just said Jericho should be wearing the pants. I never said that bad about the body.
No, it's like one of those situations like, would you rather see The Rock?
It's more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, because like, would you rather see The Rock in pants or in the trunks?
And don't write learning tree. Put a tree on your pants if that's what you're going to do.
Right.
Put some branches. I don't know what the end game is here with this, but.
Make that family tree.
The crowd kept yawning and staring at their phones. I didn't see any of that now. The people complaining don't want it to be better. They want it to become more like WWE. Kind of true. Parts of it. Like with what you're saying you want, like, okay.
Yeah. But we don't need it, though. There's one WWE and there's one AEW. Let's just leave it at that.
Yo, did I not get the... Yo, I don't have the graphic. I don't care tonight. Shout out to Tony Khan for putting up matches late. Samoa Joe, Isaiah Swerve Scott. This is a cat and mouse match. Basically, Joe came in, put on the domination here. And yeah.
That was it.
The best part was the outside dive where Joe walked away. He was like, all right. Yeah. That was good. And then
I needed that. I needed the second part, too, of... Mitsutsu.
And then Isaiah Cassidy tried to monkey flip Joe over, but Joe like just stood there. They put him on the rope and basically set him up. Muscle Buster, game over. They just made Samoa Joe back into who he is. Like, yo, you come against me, you're going to be done
for. Yeah, just because I lost the title doesn't mean I'm off my game.
Yeah, so he came for it. He went for it. And, yeah, I was with it. Guys, Rampage is happening right now, so if we break into random Rampage talk, this match has already happened. This is the only one they had graphics for, though, at the time. Right now, we got Kyle O'Reilly and Rocky Romero putting on a clinic. If you're an old-school Ring of Honor fan, I'm sure you will enjoy it.
Kyle O'Reilly's serving up the pies. Pizza pies.
Did I say Isaiah Swerve Scott? I meant Isaiah Cassidy. Apologies. Sorry, I was thinking about the world champion, baby. Did I say Swerve Scott?
I think so.
My bad. Isaiah Cassidy. Shut up. No, I'm kidding. I'll go there. There's a tree on the back of his trunks. What do you mean? No. But I'm saying you have a bigger tree. Like, I assume this group is going to be more than just him and Big Cass. I hope.
Right. Yeah. It's got to be.
I don't know what they're doing. It was the classic 2009 Jericho trunks pose, but his legs were the roots and he had roots on the front. Yeah. I just don't know. I just felt like something's not complete about this yet. Maybe if he changes the boots or the knee pad. There was just something about the ensemble that I didn't like yet, and I don't know what it is. Maybe because his boots were still the JAS ones, weren't they?
I think so.
They were like the ones he's been wearing. So I'm like, maybe he needs to switch it up. Maybe he goes back to the kick pads?
So yeah.
Did he have kick pads, E? I don't know.
I don't think he had the kick pads.
I don't know.
Oh, no, he did have to kick that.
Dang, look at these guys. Yo, y'all good at corrections, man. I'm telling you, wrestling fans should work for the FBI, bro. Y'all be finding them Bray Wyatt clues and stuff like that, bro. My bad. I meant Isaiah Cassidy. Apologies. Isaiah Cassidy. My bad.
I'm going to need him to stop screaming like that, though.
Oh, yeah. No. That's your man's when he does that. We used to take turns playing Mario Brothers 3. Top Flight took turns being healthy. Chill. Learning Tree's been expanded. I'm back and forth on this. This could be horrible, but then again, we thought the list was horrible. I never thought that. I don't know. I usually wait a little bit before I say it. We thought Stupid Idiot was horrible. Do we give it time? I don't know. I think Jericho's in a tough spot, Hubs, because of the background political affiliation stuff. Until we know what happens with that Kylie Rae stuff, I think fans are going to be kind of, I don't know about you.
Yeah, they're going to be in between. Some are going to love him, some are not. And once that is situated...
No show Funaki.
Once that is situated, then I think we can move along past it. But until then, we gotta grip it and bear it right now.
Yeah. I don't know what Jericho is trying to do right now. Like, I feel like Jericho is changing for the sake of... I want my aura to change. Oh, they're not booing me because of this. They're booing me because of what I'm doing. No, I still think it's kind of weird.
It is. It's definitely weird.
Like Matt said, the Learning Tree theme sucks. It's not the Judas anymore. He went away from Judas because he was getting those weird mixed reactions. Cray said Jericho is trash. Gutter trash. Steak, egg, and cheese bagel time? Yo, I'm trying to tell him.
Wait, what's this?
No, you might have to play me in like college football or something. We don't trust these wrestling games out here. There's a lot of BS in them. I don't know. I just don't trust Derek, man.
Why?
I'm gonna put it out there because I said what I said. I don't trust Derek. that's how I feel.
Oh, gee, bro.
Derek, maybe I missed it, but have you tried steak, egg, and cheese bagel yet? If not, I need an explanation. Steak, egg, and cheese bagel. What is the problem?
The problem is steak is not a breakfast food.
Funaki, SmackDown's number one announcer. That is true, Quills. By the way, I missed you guys. No Diddy. You're all right, Juke.
No Diddy.
You're all right. Jericho might be in his Kanye Pablo era. Please stop. Stop. We're not even giving that name any credit on this show. I bet Rob used the dragon technique online. Nah, Rob wouldn't do that. Derek might, but nah, not Rob. Now Derek might find some cheap moves or something. He'll get a guy and be like, yeah, no, I like this Dolph Ziggler elbow drop, 10 of them shits. Like, come on now. So Sky Blue cuts a promo. She's facing Willow tonight in some, I don't know, Manitoba massacre, they're calling it. I don't know if it's a street fight or what. After this, we get a little promo from your boy, Orange Cassidy. This is the one storyline that I don't know how people feel about it. I'm kind of okay with it right now. I think it's going to lead to something for one of them, but Orange Cassidy's here and yeah, he says Chuck Taylor will never wrestle again. So I don't know if that means like Chuck Taylor's done.
That's what it sounds like.
Is he going into a coaching role? If someone has heard something, please let a brother know. I don't know. After that, Trent comes out, Orange tries to rush him and Statlander and the security try to stop him. Don Callis comes out and talks with Orange Cassidy.
That was very surprising.
I think Trent Beretta's joining Don Callis.
Ooh, okay.
Because Don Callis has two people who are going to be getting kicked out. The two people who are going to be getting kicked out are going to be Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher. And he has no Hobbs now. Nope. So it's just Konosuke. So who can help Konosuke Takeshka? Trent Beretta.
Right.
Boom. There you go. And you can stick with that.
I agree. I definitely think this is a move that Don Callis and Trent will go with. Storyline wise.
Yo, I got another person he could steal, but he wrestled on the card tonight. Who might be at least better off with him, but they'll be in the same spot, I feel. Yo, who's in here talking about some Indeed? Uh-oh. Yeah, y'all ain't getting me in trouble. Y'all talking crazy in this chat now. Derek, you used to them Spike Dudley battering ram headbutts in SVR Online? No. No, but if Derek found some craziness that he could use, he will. Trust me. Jericho's the Madonna of pro wrestling. Heel OC, black jeans. I think we'll get that eventually, but not now. I still think he's too popular to switch him.
Yeah.
And I feel like something must have been going on with Chuck Taylor because he was gone for way too long. And then that match on Rampage that they did, the parking lot brawl, felt like a swan song. Rocky Romero and Kyle O'Reilly are both down right now. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Shout out to the B.I.G.
Heck no, bro. That's toilet business right there, bro.
Yo, Kai and Ty for life. Trent is 100% joining the family. Attitude Era vibes. See? Yeah. See, Juke knows. Yo, Derek, you're the only weird over here talking about some steak ain't breakfast,
steak
bro.
Steak is not breakfast, bro. Not with no eggs, no none of it.
Steak with cheese is delicious,
nah, bro.
Put some cheese in your eggs. It's going to be fine, bro.
Yeah,
I think Derek just don't like breakfast, y'all. That's what it really is.
I don't, but steak is
breakfast food. We're done, bro. We're done.
Steak is not a breakfast food, dude. That's lunch and dinner.
Derek grew up a skinny kid, man. I don't trust anything he says about food. So that's my motto. Like, I'm like, nah, man.
Well, I'm a solid 230 now.
Now. He's just learning the love of food. Meanwhile, let me tell you what JJ pies were actually good. Mom will be driving around. Sue, they eat beans for breakfast in England. Now I don't know about that.
Yeah, beans ain't breakfast food either. So that's not breakfast.
Ain't nothing worse than them chicken dinners with mad veggies I see over there and mashed potatoes. That should be looking dry. We cutting up tonight, y'all. I'm sorry. Worst hack ever at SBR was Viscera or Mark Henry with the rear face grab spam. Definitely Big Daddy B. Or what was his name? Maybe it was just Viscera back then. He was wearing the pajamas. I think that was in that one.
King Maple?
No, yo, you going way back, bro. That was like, damn King Maple. It's not breakfast if you eat it for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where it belongs, for dinner.
Buddhist man, Derek. Never trust a skinny cook. Steak, eggs, and hash browns. Let them know, entertained.
Bro. I'm sorry, y'all. Steak is not breakfast food.
Wait a minute. Look at this dude. How much seasoning y'all measure, or is it spray and pray? Man, about this much. I don't know. Yeah, you just shake that thing until you're ready.
You go around in a circle about two times.
Pause. Play. Yeah, just grab that thing and shake it. Two-part question. Why can't Bill be by himself? And two, do y'all think Ricky is just waiting out his AEW contract? Waiting it out how?
I hope he's not waiting it out. I hope this is... I mean...
He might be better off going away.
He might be, but I don't know, bro. I don't really want to see him go. But if it's his time to go, it's his time to go.
Yeah, I hope they find something that he could do. Someone said kale. Come on, yo. You're making my stomach hurt, dog.
Oh, hell.
Making my stomach hurt, Mike. I already know where kale going. Kale ain't staying in 24 hours. It's going right back out.
Right.
Steak gets served for breakfast at restaurants everywhere, Derek. It's a breakfast as well as lunch and dinner. Concede to defeat.
Nah, there was a fat man behind that whole process, dude. They're like a 300-plus pounder. Like, yeah, nah. We're getting steak.
You season until the ancestors whisper, that's good, baby. Ricky might be putting some Bengay right now on his neck. Who knows? Yeah. Probably. I don't know, man. And if Ricky goes to the other side, let's just say, is he going to be in NXT or is he going to be a main person right away?
I would do NXT first.
There's only but some. He's not young either. He don't got time to waste. He's in his prime, I think, right now.
I guess, but I just feel like WWE would just really ruin that.
I still think that WWE could benefit from taking a few people and AEW could benefit from losing a few people. Just pick and choose.
I guess.
And then make it happen with who you got. But we'll see. Let's keep going here. Jack Perry was backstage. He says it's the Elite era. Yeah, great, Jack. Thanks, bro. Cool. FTW Championship. Chris Jericho versus Katsuyori Shibata. Bro, there were hockey pucks in here. Derek saw like the actual Sandman's cane. He was like, oh, why is that cane so short? I was like, I don't know. Maybe someone was watching Dark Side of the Ring and just decided to use the Sandman's cane.
Yeah, terrible.
Jericho got put in a figure four leg lock and he threw a puck at Shibata's face. Yo, bro, the chops after this and everything that happened, bro, I knew it was on, bro. Yo, Shibata got rocked. Bro, if you threw a puck at me, yo, anyone in the chat, I don't care who's there, bro. If I got hit in the mouth with a puck, I'm drawing you, bro. Like, there's
We're not finishing this match right now.
Nah, yeah, bro, it's on, bro. Like, yo, you just threw a puck at me, bro.
Dude, like, that's hard rubber. Like,
horde. Like, yo, I'm not going with it.
Like, just imagine, bro, that gets hit like 100+ miles per hour in hockey.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Nah, man. It's if you guys have never been hit by like one of those hockey pucks after it got slapped, bro, like that joint will whiz by you and you'll just be like, yo, nope. If you hit me with that, bro, I swear I'm fighting. Like, you gotta chill. Even the orange like rubber hockey balls when you would play like street hockey.
Those joints, oh god, that was ooh.
Yo, Quill said I showed no love to Jack Perry. Now come on now.
Nah, I respect that.
Man, puck to the face means mud stomp. And he said Jericho's chest turned hamburger while Jericho threw girly chops. Come on now. Chris was trying. He just wasn't messing with no Shibata. Shibata don't play, man.
Yo.
Ace said this match was good, he thought.
I don't know. I couldn't get past this match, bro. This match was rough for me.
The tights
was pissing me off, dude. Like, yo, put the pants back on, bro.
Nah, I just want Jericho. I feel like this it hasn't fully conceptualized yet. So I need to know what is this becoming and where are we going with this? Because I feel like Jericho for like the last couple months has just been horseshoed into stuff just because. Like, why? Why are we making Jericho be like a focus for this show?
Why are we trying to make him relevant and he already is?
Derek, that last pay-per-view, was that match any better because you had Hook and Jericho on it? No. That could have been like an A-plus show, I think, without that match.
If you take that off, it's an A-plus.
It would have flowed better.
Yeah.
But instead, we're forcing a match so Jericho has something to do.
Yeah, because everybody knew what that match was going to be. They're like, oh. God,
maybe Jericho and Big Bill be better off as a tag team. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I just want Jericho to have some meaning as to what he's doing, and it flows to where he wants to take it.
Yo, Derek, why are you getting weird commercials?
I don't know, bro. All
right, Derek got like History Channel stuff popping up. It was a rough match, Deanna said. Yeah, eventually Big Bill comes out, helps him get the win. We just mentioned Big Bill is going to be joining Jericho now under the learning tree or Jericho's vortex. Like I said, this doesn't feel fleshed out all the way. Like, okay.
The learning tree doesn't make sense. The name doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense and it doesn't fit. Sorry to sound like a broken record, but it doesn't make sense and it doesn't fit. Sorry.
He said Hook and Jericho could have been pre-show and half the length, but I didn't hate it. Jericho was bumping for our love, like the Pointer Sisters. Like I said, dude, Jericho's in a weird position because he can't go away. Because if he goes away, he won't be the same when he comes back.
Yeah.
Trash can spot was funny. Oh, yeah, I remember that. He just kept hitting and he kept coming forward. Then eventually he just started headbutting him. I know some people I saw were like complaining that looked goofy online, but. Hey, I'm just letting you know what I saw. Willow accepts the challenge, and the Young Bucks text message Renee, letting her know that Stokely and Statlander are banned from ringside in tonight's match on Rampage after she accepted, and she'll be stripped of the title if they come out. Stokely is hilarious, by the way. Jericho usually throws stuff out there like GFY and uses what sticks. The trash can spot is right out of Fight Forever. I like it. I was gonna say, yeah, that looked like something straight up out of the video games where you need to like add that in if you don't have it in.
Right, yeah.
And yeah, here comes the Manitoba Massacre match. Here is Sky Blue. Yellow.
How you do?
What else did we have on here? Let's get to our next match here. This was who I was talking about could be moved. Is Mogul Embassy still a thing? Is Brian Cage still with Prince Nana? He didn't come out with him. And I was gonna say, if he's not with him, let Don Callis steal him then.
Yeah.
If you're gonna keep him in the same position. But I was happy with what they did tonight with Claudio. Claudio got a little promo beforehand, Derek.
Yep.
They really went in. They mentioned we're gonna find out next week. Adam Copeland is defending his championship against Brody King. I think everyone in House of Black must be getting a title shot because they did beat him at the pay-per-view and he took the pin.
Right.
Where was I? Also, Orange Cassidy versus Trent Beretta next week, one-on-one. But I have a feeling that that won't be the end of the feud. But we'll be talking about that next week. Konosuke Takeshita was also facing, is it London Lightning? Did we miss it? Did that match not happen?
Wait, who?
London Lightning. He's been doing some jobs lately.
I haven't seen it on Rampage. I didn't see it.
Yeah, me either. I don't know if this match. Someone let me know if this match happened on Rampage already. I thought it was for tonight, but maybe I wrote that down wrong. And we're at the Manitoba Massacre with Willow Nightingale and Sky Blue for the TBS title. Claudio wins with the big swing and the sharpshooter. I thought it was the right call. Brian Cage came out looking like King from Tekken.
Stop.
He looks cool. The issue is that you wanted to fit.
And it doesn't.
It was fine if he's by himself. No, Derek, here's what we need, bro. Is Brian Cage in Mogul Embassy or not? And what happened to the other members?
They all got kicked out.
No one's been kicked out.
Subconsciously, they were.
they got to do something here. Stokely took them to Chuck E. Cheese. I did see the pictures of that. Juke. It is already an AEW Fight Forever with a trash can weapon grapple right out of the old SmackDown WrestleMania 8. Yeah, there we go. All of Uke's games. Mm-hmm. I'm with it. Yeah, if you can do that thing, do it in the game.
Make it happen, Captain.
So Claudio gets the big win. Do you think they're setting him up for something, Derek? Like, is there a title shot in his future? Danielson's out. Moxley's doing his other stuff. Claudio's kind of on an island of his own right now.
Yeah. I would think that would be the best idea to do.
Even if he's not going to get like a singles title, I wouldn't be mad if Claudio got like an international reign or something. But I'm thinking pie in the sky. Even then, I would like to see Claudio and Yuta as like tag champs.
Oh, got that. That would be
good. They would be good, man. Let me see here. Cage is a better fit in the E, in my opinion. Brian Cage, but he ain't going over there. He's been over there before. It didn't work.
Yeah.
I don't think they like some of those guys. Kenny Omega was over there before. It didn't work. I think they just don't like what they wanted them to do or whatnot. Maybe the Bill DeMott thing ruined it. I don't know. I don't know what the issues were.
It's all about perception.
Let me see here. Toa Leona is wrestling on ROH tomorrow in a singles match. Interesting. SmackDown 2, greatest game of all time. No Mercy number 2. I don't know if I could agree with that. SmackDown 2 is not unlike the worst, but Juke, you got to use the peach emoji. You trying to get CJ in YouTube jail. Yo, y'all know, man. I see what y'all writing here. I just will stop. Claudio for champ, make it happen, Deanna says. I agree. Just let Brian Cage be. But there's too much like surrounding like, okay. Oh, but Nana did get beat up earlier, so maybe that does make sense. I forgot about that.
I guess, but it still doesn't negate the fact of
like when Swerve won the title, I kind of wanted Mogul Embassy to be out there with him because he's with them.
That would have been nice to have them out there. I guess I understand the thought process of just having a team go up there for you, but then again, why don't we just get you up here and then we figure it out, you know, do our thing and then we go about our business.
Yeah, I think we need some explanation on what's going on with the Mogul Embassy. I can see them turning, though, and then siding with Don Cat. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if they signed with Don.
Yeah, but they need to win then. Like I said, even if it's on Ring of Honor. This is why I'm like, yo, if people are going to like lose on Dynamite, then let them go over to Ring of Honor and just win then. But that's just me. I think I just want to see certain people like in better positions, but we'll see what happens. Matt Lopez says next Saturday, Collision and Rampage will be back to back again. Thank you, Matt. Claudio needs a workhorse title eventually. How's Yuta? I haven't heard anything on Yuta's condition, but I do think Yuta and Claudio would make a great tag team. And I think Yuta's still technically the pure champion. So he still has a title.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He's out in these streets with it. Nah, he works like a lucha. They don't want that. They wouldn't know what to do with him. Yeah, they would want him just to be big and menacing, and it maybe to work for him in his later years if they wanted to pick him up where he would chill. But then what's the appeal of Cage then?
Yeah,
you'd have to basically like rework his entire style and switch it over. Cage, just give him Father James Mitchell as a manager, like his mentor Canyon. You could do whatever. Like I said, Cage could be by himself too if you wanted to. What I'm saying is direction. Some of these guys are just directionless. They're like floating around. But yeah, Matt Hardy could buy the embassy contracts. Listen, Matt Hardy's gonna be on TNA right now. He's free agent in. Yuta is still ROH pure champ. I like the idea of Claudio Yuta workhorses. Cage solo is the best idea. Yeah, if you're gonna do something with him, do it. We'll see what they come out with for Cage. I thought he did great this week though.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Him and Claudio was my sleeper match, I thought. Next up, we had a match here. Rocky Romero challenged Kyle O'Reilly on Rampage. KOR was able to get the big dub. Let's see here. Mariah May, Serena Deeb. This was a good match, I thought.
This was a good match.
Yeah.
Better than what most people would say.
Yeah. Deeb is getting to that number one contendership that she has earned. Mariah May is being kept in the good graces of Toni Storm. Toni was out there trying to care. The women's division is doing well. Like I said, I thought this was a fun match tonight.
This was.
Deeb gets the win with the half crab. She did not use the tequila sunrise fully. She must have maybe tribute to Lance Storm. Maybe it was Lance Storm, little Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, you know.
Okay.
If I could be serious for a minute. they throw in the towel. Toni Storm throws in the towel. I think that's going to come back into play later.
Yes.
In this story. Serena Deeb, Toni Storm at Double or Nothing. Let's go.
That is going to be fire. I'm happy to see Serena Deeb.
Yo, the women's division is the most improved. If you told me you thought that was the best division in AEW right now, I'm not going to argue with you.
No. The work ethic that they are putting in, the shows that they're producing, God, you can't get it any better than that right now.
Right? Yo, someone talked about Cage being solo. Could he be with the Elite? Is there like muscle? It'll make them a little bit more
formidable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could rock with
that. Put them with Perry. Perry's bossing them around and stuff.
Yeah, I could rock with that. I could see that.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to go through him first.
Right, yeah. Now, yeah, give Cage something to do. Like, why have him if you're not going to use him?
He could be someone to – I don't know if they have plans for like, Mark Briscoe or whatnot, but he could feud with Briscoe for a pay-per-view.
Something.
Just putting it out there. Matt Lopez says that was a damn good women's match. I agree. Oh, yeah. The heavens that open up in a voice set, make an impact. Yo, you guys are crazy tonight. Crazy. So, yeah, I'm happy that we're getting Deeb and all of them. So, we're adding up to the stacked lineup that we've got. So, we got Swerve, Christian Cage, Willow Nightingale, Mercedes Moné, Roderick Strong, Will Ospreay. Mm. Cards coming together nicely, man.
Excuse me. I think that might be my match of the night.
Yo, I'm ordering this on Triller. I can't wait, bro. It's actually already ordered for the record. But I can't wait. It's looking good. I'm ready for this, man.
Yes, yo. This Double or Nothing is about to be off the hook, bro. Off the hook.
Cage is too cheery. Well, I think the point would be that they would eventually turn on him, you know? Take his kindness for weakness, maybe. Use him, pump his head up, and then they're using him, really.
Right.
He realizes that he can wreck shop on all of them. I don't know. Yo, Emily's, you got to chill, bro. You got to chill. I haven't watched season finale yet. He got Chucky on. You got Rampage on. What you doing, Matt? How many damn monitors you got going with us? Chucky, Rampage. He's going in.
Right.
Copeland and Kyle O'Reilly have a moment backstage. He says he'll have his back with the House of Black, but he was also giving a little gaze to that championship gold. Could Kyle O'Reilly be eyeing up a match with Adam Copeland?
It's possible, and I would love to see it.
It could happen. It could happen. We might be thick in the playoffs time, too, so AEW may have to do that expanded card.
Oh, sorry.
You were about to be whistling through them teeth.
Thick.
So, yes, that's where we are, and it looks like, I don't know what she put her through. Was that a table?
It looks like it.
All I know is, Yeah, gut-wrench powerbomb through, I don't know what that is. Is that mouse traps? Damn. All I know is Sky Blue is she gone.
Right.
She's out.
She gone.
So, yeah, Willow is, she's taking that long walk to the back after putting her body through abuse. Let's get here to the main event. It was Mr. Kenneth Omega's promo. He's back. He basically lets the EVPs know after talking about his injuries, the diverticulitis, possibly needing colostomy bags, what the doctors have been telling him. He comes out and decides that he has to talk about two other pieces of crap, the EVPs, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. And he lets them know that he's sick of them, and he's also an EVP.
Right.
He also has power that he can use. Okay. Okay. But then, you know, we heard, I would drop the coin, but I think it'll be too loud on the microphone. But you hear the coin drop. Kazuchika Okada. Yo, this place woke up all of a sudden. Like, yeah. Yes.
Honestly, bro, I feel like that's what they were waiting for.
Okada comes out, bro. I'm telling Derek, like, Derek, you got to watch New Japan with these dudes. Me and Rob were going crazy at like, Rob, what was it, like 4 a.m.? If Rob's in the chat, he'll tell you. It was like 4 a.m. We're going nuts, bro. Like, oh, this match is great. If you've never seen Okada Kenny Omega, watch their trilogy. It is awesome, bro. It's great. Anytime they're in the ring interacting with each other, it is lovely. That is what New Japan was about a few years ago, bro. It was lovely.
Things have changed.
Okada comes out. Perry comes in with the sneak attack, chair shot to the stomach a couple times. Kenny gets on fire. He starts snapdragon suplexing people. He did more than people thought, like they said in the beginning of all this.
Right.
And Kenny's getting beat down. FTR makes the save. He ends up getting put on the gurney. They flip the gurney over. That's how Dynamite ends. We were live already when that was happening, setting up. Yo, big time ending. Yo, what do we got to do for Derek to eat the steak, egg, and cheese bagel live, bro? I got to beat him in a game. That's all it's going to take, bro. I got to put the bet down. But
steak, egg, and cheese is not a breakfast food, bro. It's not happening.
Yep, Deanna said, yep, for the big ending. And she said, the women just stole the night. Powerbomb through a barbed wire table was sick. That's what it was. Yo, X-Men 97, I just watched it before Dynamite, bro. Glorious. Glorious. Oh, yes. Wait, people want to know who Okada is. They don't need to know, bro. Rainmaker? That's all you need to know. Who's Okada? Just kidding. Okada Omega is 100% going to be Omega's first match back. They set this up for All In. If he's not well, wait a minute. I think they've set up something else. If they do Anarchy in the Arena or Stadium Stampede,
yeah,
it's going to be the Elite versus a different some group. Is it Kenny, FTR, and others and friends? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe Punk shows up. Oh wait, that's not the payoff.
Right.
They have to do something, but maybe that's the match. I don't know if you go in the arena, probably because the people are going to want to be a part of it.
Yeah,
you can't really do the stadium crap again.
No, you need to have that in the arena. That needs to be there.
So. That'll probably be the Anarchy in the Arena match with all the weapons and stuff.
I'll take it. I'll take it all day.
Word. Seven Star Classic, Ace said. it was hard to tell if Kenny had bad news or good news. Still hard a bit. Yeah. Steak, Egg, and Cheese, Wrestle Kingdom live stream. Derek is not staying up for no Wrestle Kingdom. Bro be going to work, bro. He'll be tired already. What game I gotta beat him in? I'll do it. Derek ain't playing you for that, bro. When you start coming in like that, he's already now he got the guard up. That's hey. No spoilers. No spoilers. Maybe Omega, FTR, Hangman, and the Elite. Could be. Let me know your scores for tonight, man, and then we're going to get out of here. Derek, what did you think of tonight's show, man? Is it thumbs up, thumbs down?
I give it a thumbs up.
I would, too. I know sometimes you go out of 10, but tonight I feel thumbs up, thumbs down. Like, it was good enough to me. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, tonight is definitely a thumbs up night.
No Punk, and Kota still got N1 ankles. Chill. He said, well, maybe he joins FTR, Paul White, baby.
Come on, bro.
Thumbs up, solid show, he said. I'm with it. Ace is giving it a thumbs up.
Ace.
I'm with it. I can't be mad, dude.
No.
They did good. We'll be back next week, too, for another Dynamite review. You guys know how we do. If you guys are enjoying the AEW content, let us know. Please, like, put it in the comments.
Come on.
BJ and all of them always tell you guys, leave a thumbs up. Let us know. Support what you guys want. Like what you like, man. Willow and Sky was awesome. It looked like a dope match from what we were watching.
Right.
Thumbs up to Sky Blue. He must have a peach farm somewhere. Let us know, Juke, where that is. Always putting up the socials. He said Paul White and Brian Cage. Yo, that might be all right. See, you hating right now, D. You hate it right now. Since BJ's not here, BJ keeps thinking he's going to be champ. I'm just going to take that. AEW needs to sign GYV. Their match with the Acclaim was really good on Collision, I thought. GYV is really good. I don't know where they want to end up. He said, play me an Animal Crossing. Get on the sticks.
Come see me and MLB the show.
Who going to take the bump / pants? Got him for the low, he said. MLB the show. Nah, don't do that, Juke. See, you got to talk about these things. Derek was going to come in the wrestling game. I already knew it was about to be, I got Malachi. Yep. Nope. Done. Can't mess with this guy. He said, I got MLB.
Come on, bring it back, my guy. Who you picking? Let me know who you picking.
Oh, here we go.
Let me know who you got.
We'll see who he puts up in there. But I thank everybody who joined us tonight, man. What's your friend code? Gonna visit your island. Yo, y'all bugging right now. Bugged out. I'm trying to wait for Juke. He said, you could pick. Woo!
L.A.
He said, you got to be L.A.
Yamamoto and Ohtani, my guy.
I don't know if Juke has PS5. Maybe he does. You can add him on there. I think that's his name too, Juke. So, yeah, we'll talk, man. If not, leave the PSN in the comments, and I'll screenshot it to Derek. But we're gonna end this one early here. We got a little bit before it could be that he said he's got both. So
let's get it, Juke.
All right. Let me know. Juke about to come through for the steak, egg, and cheese bagel bet for myself. And the man they call Derek, we are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. We'll be back next week with another Dynamite review. Thank you all for joining us. Don't forget to catch Clash of the Podcast this Monday live at 6:05 with me and Sean Hubbard of Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. We are out for this episode and this Dynamite review. See you all next week for another one. One.